Receive the ministry of Apostle Joshua Selman. I'd like us to please rise up and pray one prayer. You know, this morning as I meditated, you know, God just showed me that scripture, and I think it's very important for us as a church to pray it. It's in the book of Matthew chapter 10 and verse 41. We'll start from 40 and we'll read 41 as well, and we'll just pray for 1 minute and then we'll receive it. It says, he who receives you, amen, receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me. Verse 41 says, he who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, and he who receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. I'm very convinced here that God has prepared a message and a word for you through the mouth of his servant. But it's important that our hearts are right as we receive the ministry gift that God has brought to us this morning. So take 1 minute to quickly pray and ask that the Lord God will open your eyes. It will cause you to discern correctly this moment, that this moment will not be lost on you. You might have watched him multiple times on YouTube and you think, oh, okay, I know everything about this minister. But I tell you, God has sent him to the Covenant Nation Lekki today for a specific reason. This year, there's a word that would guide and guard this entire year, that would help us navigate the whole of 2025 as a campus that I believe is coming. I strongly believe that God has put a word in his mouth that will cause us to be established in the will of God for us on this campus in 2025. And I'd like us to just open up our hearts and receive the servant of God. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. Amen. And with Jesus' joy, can we welcome to the stage Apostle Joshua Selman. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you very much, Covenant Nation. Pastor, thank you so much. It's an honor to be here and to bring us God's word. I believe that God will do us good this morning in Jesus' name. Let's lift our hands once again and ask the Lord for a visitation, that he will send us his word that saves, his word that heals, his word that transforms. The year started already. Let's pray that the word for me will be sent. Are you praying? Name we pray. Father, we love you, we honor you, and we thank you this morning. Thank you for Covenant Church, Covenant Nation Lekki. We thank you for your wisdom, your grace. Thank you for the leadership. We submit ourselves to your wisdom as we hear your word. We declare that there is the hearing of faith and the working of miracles. Be glorified, for in Jesus' blessed name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. I'm speaking very briefly this morning, and then we'll pray on the spirit of faith. The spirit of faith. The Lord placed this on my heart, and I believe that this is a prophetic word for someone. In the name of Jesus, the spirit of faith. To start off this morning, I want us to know that it is in our corporate destiny in Christ to live victorious and excelling lives. I would always emphasize this. I am a firm believer that God is only glorified to the degree to which his life is made manifest through the saints. Hallelujah. God is glorified to the degree to which his life, his wisdom, his power, his grace is made manifest in and through the saints. It says, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain. A man's life can bring glory to God to the degree to which the wisdom of God, the favor of God, the power of God, all of the qualities and attributes of God find expression within the life of such a person. And this is God's intention. In fact, this is why He created us in His image and His likeness. And every time God looks down to man and finds man manifesting short of his expectations, He is not pleased. He is glorified to the degree to which we reflect the Christ. Are we together? How many of you have seen companies recall products simply because it did not meet the standard that represented their integrity? They were willing to lose billions of naira, billions of dollars, simply to protect their integrity. That this product that has been widespread is not a true reflection of our character, our corporate value, and our integrity. And for that reason, they are not ashamed to admit that they made a mistake and recall at their own cost. This is how much men are willing to protect their integrity. How much more the God of heaven? Are we together now? That when He looks down, He desires to see a victorious church. When He looks down, He desires to see a prosperous church. He desires to see an anointed church. If you do not believe this, you will empower Satan to design a defeated life and give it to you. You have to believe first and foremost that God is glorified in my lifting. God is glorified in my rising. Are you learning already? God is glorified when I excel. God is glorified to the degree to which I grow, I increase, I thrive, I live victorious. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 16, Jesus was speaking and He said, "Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Ephesians 2 and verse 10, we are His workmanship, the product of His artistry, recreated in Christ Jesus, the Bible says, unto good works which God had before preordained that we should walk in it. Ephesians 3:10, the Bible says that now to the intent that now unto principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church. Help me please. The manifold wisdom of God. There is a standard that God has created for the church, His body, for believers. And we must continue to thrive and press by faith and in righteousness until we attain that height. I pray for someone this morning. Everything that looks like defeat in your life, everything that misrepresents the investment of God and the Spirit upon your life, I pray for you in the name of Jesus that it will give way in this season. In the name of Jesus Christ. Are we learning already? So God desires for us to live victorious Christian lives, and that His name is protected in our victory. When we live victorious lives, we defend the name of God. We validate the fact that He is God, He is mighty, He is love. A great God cannot create a weak people. It's a misrepresentation of His character. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. Ephesians 1 and verse 3. Here's what the Bible says. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us. Someone shout, I am blessed. Like you believe it, say, I am blessed. One last time, say, I am blessed. You know what it means to be blessed? To be blessed means to be empowered. There is an investment upon your life that guarantees that you are victorious, that guarantees that you prosper. And the word prosperity here is not limited to money. Prosperity means to advance, to move forward, to thrive in spite of. So when the Bible says we are blessed, the idea is not just that we're given money or material resources. In fact, spiritual blessings have nothing to do with material resources. Are we together now? When Abraham blessed Isaac, he did not give him any material thing. He only deposited an investment of the Spirit upon him. And everywhere he went, he prospered. So let's go back to that scripture. Who had blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ? This is a very powerful revelation that God has already in Christ and through Christ blessed every believer, not just men of God, not just a few privileged people. Every believer in Christ has access to the blessing that has been given to us in Christ. The moment you are born again, you come into Christ. The Bible tells us that there are allocations credited to you. Now, whether you access them in reality or not, does not change the fact that it's already credited to you. Are we together now? God had blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places and in Christ. Second scripture, 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1 from verse 3 and 4. Popular scripture. I'm teaching on the spirit of faith. He says, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things. Say all things. All things that pertain unto life and godliness. I really love this scripture. It doesn't just leave us vague saying all things. He tells us that he gave us the things that pertain to life and the things that pertain to godliness. In other words, the things that pertain to our well-being and the things that pertain unto our spiritual efficiency. He did not just focus on our spiritual growth and upkeep. He also made provision for our well-being. I used to wonder why man was about the last to be created. I found out that God had to create the environment for his comfort and peace before he created the man. That is the character of a responsible father. It would have been terrible if the first thing that God created was man. He would not survive to see any other thing. But God made everything, then he made man in his own image. Hallelujah. So we are blessed. We have been given all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Now verse 4 says, whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises. Take note of that expression. Exceeding great and precious promises. The Bible says that by these we might be partakers of his divine nature. Do you know what that means? That means you validate that you are a partaker of his divine nature to the degree to which these exceeding great and precious promises find expression in your life. I give you an instance. If you tell me you are the son of a president, no matter how modest you are, I have expectations on you. I should not see you trying to stop a bike. It does not correlate with what... Are we together now? Yes. If you tell me your father is a billionaire, I'm just using money. Or if you tell me your father is a professor, there is an expectation. So when God imprints his name and his credibility upon us, immediately there are expectations. And the Bible says to defend that expectation, he left us exceeding great and precious promises. That if and when these promises find expression in our lives, they will validate that indeed we are partakers of his divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. In other words, it's not enough to just say, I am a child of God. There has to be a validation of that statement. It's an expensive statement to say, I'm a child of God. I'm a child of God is like saying, okay, well, just in earthly times, I'm a child of, say, Bill Gates, or I'm a child of one of these wealthy people, or I'm a child of one of these influential people. I am a child of the consular, and you are still looking for visa for 10 years. It doesn't correlate. Are we together now? So the Bible says, whereby, I want you to understand that scripture. He had given unto us great and exceeding great and precious promises, that by the manifestation of these promises in my life and your life, we show the world indeed that although we wear a human frame, we are not of the earth. Who understands what I'm saying? So when people look at you and say, look, we are all Nigerians, so you tell them, well, you are right, based on the color of my skin. But let me tell you, there is a reality that is within me that is greater than just being a Nigerian. And watch me shortly, you will see the difference. Someone calls you and say, I don't know, I feel like blessing you. You say, can you watch that? That does not happen to an ordinary Nigerian. But he who comes from above is above all, because my life now captures exceeding great and precious promises. that no enchantment and no divination, ordinarily, I should be a victim of it, but because I am a partaker of his divine nature, are we together? There is an immunity that has come, that no weapon fashioned against me, is that still in your Bible? It says it will not prosper. Whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these we might be partakers of his divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Now, I wrote here that we must learn how to program our lives towards victory, towards excellence, and towards producing results. It is the responsibility of every believer to walk in partnership with the Word of God, to walk in partnership with the Spirit of God, and program a blessed, an enviable destiny, a destiny of color, a destiny of victory. It is not going to happen to you by default. Inasmuch as God has made these provisions, they reside in heavenly places. You must sustain the intelligence to appropriate these truths here and now. And this is where many believers have found wanting. So many times we know, we have been told, perhaps we've heard a preacher say that you are blessed, highly favored, and all of these wonderful things, and they are true. But it is very frustrating to know what should be and never see it captured in your life. You know that God heals and he desires to keep you in health, yet your health continues to trouble you indefinitely. You know that God prospers, and yet you never capture that experience in your life. Are we together? You know that there is victory for you as a believer, and yet you live in defeat. Everything that flies, the arrows that fly by day, the noisome pestilences, and everything, you become a victim of it. To the point that anything bad that is about to happen to people around you, you already know you are one of the victims. Now, hallelujah. We must learn how to program our lives towards victory. We must learn how to program our lives towards excellence. And this is where I want to teach you on the spirit of faith. The Bible says the just lives by faith. The Bible lets us know that it would take faith, like it took faith in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 3. Through faith, the Bible says, we understand. We were not there, but through faith, we understand that the walls were framed by the word of God. Please give it to us. That the world were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which appear. The world was framed by the word of God. And so it's important for us to understand, I wrote here, that framing our world by the word, creating possibilities, starts with believing. Please listen. I want to show you the spirit of faith. The word spirit there means the operation of faith, how it works. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 13. It says, but we having the same spirit of faith, not a different one. Do you know what that means? The same spirit of faith that created the heavens and the earth, the same spirit of faith that framed our world. It says we have capacity to operate that dimension of faith according as it is written. I believe. Somebody say, I believe. I believe, and therefore I have spoken. We also believe, and therefore we speak. So the foundation for framing your world is to have access to the fact that all things are yours in Christ. Can you say that after me? Say, all things are mine in Christ. One more time. All things are mine in Christ. All things. Victory, mine in Christ. Wisdom, mine in Christ. Favor. This is what I believe, honestly speaking. The glory of God, mine in Christ. A greater tomorrow. Everything that makes for life and godliness is mine in Christ. Now, mine not in a lustful way. I've been given access to it, not ownership. I don't own it, but I have access to it by reason of my relationship. In this kingdom, there is no ownership. Ownership is proof of rebellion. Ask the prodigal son. Access is the way of the kingdom. Are we together now? When you pant for ownership, it will always lead you in trouble, because whoever owns maintains. And you may not have capacity in yourself to maintain. So God gives you access. You may freely eat of every tree. It's not yours, but you may freely eat of it. God gives us access. It is mine in Christ. Wisdom, mine in Christ. The grace of God, the glory of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, mine in Christ. No devil will stop me from believing it. It is mine in Christ. Are we together now? The blessings appropriated in Lagos, mine in Christ. If you don't believe that, your portion will never come to you. Are we together? Yes, sir. The earth is the Lord's and his fullness thereof. God is a God of portions. There are always allocations to the saints in Christ. Whether you are aware or not is a different thing altogether. All things are yours in Christ, that make for life and make for godliness. But that awareness must translate into believing. Someone say believing. One more time, say believing. In Mark chapter 9 and verse 23, Mark chapter 9 and verse 23, Jesus said unto him, please read with me, Covenant Nation, one to go. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. He didn't say all things are possible to a Christian. He didn't say all things are possible to a church goer. He didn't say all things are possible to the holder of a Bible. Doesn't matter what version. All things are possible to him that believeth. To him that believeth. To him that believeth. All healings possible to him that believeth. Are we together now? Advancement possible to him that believeth. Building a great company possible to him that believeth. Building a great ministry possible to him that believeth. Subduing nations possible to him that believeth. Say, I believe. Shake away unbelief. Shout it. Say, I believe. In Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 1, it says, who hath believed our report? Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Who has believed our report? The report that I am the blessed of the Lord. The report that I am blessed in the city and blessed in the country. The report that my going out and my coming in is blessed. The report that Gentiles come to my light and their kings to the brightness of my rising. Are we together now? The report that 1,000 shall fall by my side and 10,000 by my right side, but none shall hurt me. With my eyes shall I see and behold the reward of the wicked. The report that the Lord is my light and my salvation, of whom shall I be afraid of? The report that my heart is inditing a good matter, and yea, I speak of excellent things, that my tongue is the pen of a ready writer. When I speak to men, I do not waste their time. I write and rewrite realities upon them. What report and whose report have you believed? When man fell, when the Lord came to him in the Garden of Eden, he said, Adam, where art thou? He said, I heard your voice and I hid because I was naked. The next question was, who told you? Who told you? Whose report are you now believing? Who told you are weak only because you came from a village that has no roads? Who told you are weak because of your family context? You have absorbed an information and it has framed your conviction. God is giving you room this morning to do a fresh reorientation. Whose report will you believe? I believe that I've been exalted above all the nations of the earth, and that these blessings come upon me and overtake me. This I believe. I believe that no power sustains the ability to cut short my life before my time, because I am a participant in deciding my time on earth. He said, I set before you life and death. I set before you blessing and cursing. Are you learning now? He said, choose life. Choose life. Choose life. He says, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord is my light and salvation. I believe this, that he encompasses me with favor as a shield. As a shield. As a shield. I believe that when I cry unto the Lord, he hears me, because the Bible says the righteous cry unto him and he heard him. I believe that I walk in an unending stream of revelation. He said, call unto me and I will answer. I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Someone say, I believe. I believe that though my beginning be small, my latter end shall greatly increase. Do you believe this? I believe that I am a blessing. I cannot be a curse to you. The reason is because I am a partaker. I am a seed of Abraham. And he told him in Genesis chapter 12, 2 and 3, verse 3 says, in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Every time you see me, know that a plus has come to your life. This is my conviction. I am not a minus. I don't reduce men. It's an orientation you must sustain. Are we together? I believe that I'm a life-giving spirit. The first Adam was a quickening soul. The last Adam, of whom I'm a partaker of that life, I'm a life-giving spirit. If I shake you and say good morning, I will go for a retreat if nothing is added to your life. No, that shake is an implication. I transferred the reality of the God life to you by that handshake. Do you believe this? I'm showing you how believers win, and I'm showing you why others remain defeated. To an average believer, this process of believing just sounds church, Pentecostal. That's why we lose. That's why we fail. Even Satan believes he can do what he's doing. He believes, in spite of the fact that you are the image and the likeness of God, he does not fear challenging you. He has that confidence that even without the backing of God, he can hurt you. What conviction? That God is not on his side. He knows. And yet he believes he can win over you. Satan believes he can take the world. He has never changed that conviction. After thousands of years, he watched Jesus die on the cross. He watched him say, it is finished. Yet he has not changed his strategy to attack you. He believes his plan will work. He's still the thief that comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. In spite of the work on the cross, he's not changed his strategy, not willing to accept defeat. Please lay your hands on your head in 1 minute and declare, unbelief dies in my life. Go ahead and pray. Unbelief dies in my life. Unbelief. That you are undeserving of a good job, let that unbelief die. That you are undeserving of an excellent life, let that unbelief die. Calling yourself a non-entity because of your background, because of your sociological context, let it die in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray. I believe. I believe. Hallelujah. Now, let me tell you what believing is. To believe means to meditate on the promises of God until conviction and trust in the word is established. To believe means to meditate upon the promises of God until conviction and trust, conviction and confidence in that word is established. So for instance, a word of healing, that by his stripes you are healed. You meditate upon that word until conviction and trust. You see, the way the realm of the spirit works is that if you do not believe, if you do not believe, if your conviction and your depth of persuasion is found wanting, you will not get the result. Hallelujah. When I walked into this beautiful building, I came just holding a phone with my hands empty. But if I told you that I have 1,000 naira in my pocket, you never had a chance to see it. Now, it's up to you to look at the person speaking. That's the only condition you have to believe. Are we together? Because you didn't see me coming with any money, cash, physically. And if I tell you I want to give you 1,000 naira, the first thing is you have to vet whether the person talking has that ability. And then will he lie to you? You don't have to see the money. You just have to examine the character of the person speaking. This is the reason why the Bible from Genesis to Revelation is a compendium of God's character. It's a manifesto of his integrity given to you. That by these two immutable things, You will know the oath and the promise. The Bible says God, in trying to show you how solid these promises are, he searched for one greater than him to swear by, and not finding any, he swore by himself to show you the immutability of his counsel, that when God speaks, he can be trusted. Your boss spoke. He said he will increase your salary. You didn't wait for an alert. You started dancing. That's belief. Because you felt he had the means and he had, are we together? That he is that principled to keep his word. To believe means to meditate upon the promises of God until trust and conviction. Trust and conviction. Trust and conviction. So God tells you he can take your business from Lagos and you will be serving value across continents right from that room. It's up to you to believe. Abraham, come out. Look northwards, southwards, eastwards, as far as your eyes can see. As far as your eyes can see. As far as your eyes can see, I will give it to you. He called Abraham and said, count the stars. And Abraham tried to count the stars and kept failing and said, so shall your seed be. The Bible says, finally, Abraham believed God and it was credited or counted unto him for righteousness. One more time, say, I believe. It is the reason why meditating on the word of God is a non-negotiable condition for programming victory. Let me say that again. Meditating upon the word of God is a non-negotiable condition for programming victory. One last time. Meditating on the word of God is a non-negotiable condition for programming victory in your life and my life. So the first dimension of operating Bible faith, manifesting the spirit of faith, is to believe. You frame your world by the word, and that starts through believing. Now, the second phase, and this is where I'll stop for this morning, is that when we believe, and by the way, I should not fail to tell you that believing is enhanced by prayer. Something happens to you when you invest time praying with your focus on the promises of God. It strengthens your conviction. You come out of that place of prayer knowing that all things are possible. Now, when believing is established, please listen, your next assignment is to learn to declare. You place that word upon the lips of faith and begin to declare. I'll show you a few scriptures now. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10 from verse 8 to 10, he calls it the word of faith. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in your mouth and in your heart. Someone say, in my mouth and in my heart. Or let's place it correctly. Say, in my heart and in my mouth. Right? So we see the heart-mouth connection. We see the heart-mouth connection. The heart is for believing and confession and conviction, and the mouth is for declaration that translates to your salvation, translates to your healing, translates to your results. It says, give it to us, please. The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Verse 9, it says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the lordship of Jesus, believing in your heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. The law is in verse 10. This is what the Bible calls the word of faith. With the heart, man believes anything at all. And with the mouth, confession is made unto manifestation or salvation or whatever it is. It's a broad word. It's the word soteria. It's not just limited to salvation from sin and death. It extends to any kind of manifestation of spiritual reality. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation, unto healing, unto health, unto prosperity, unto victory. Are we together? Unto restoration. In Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, the Lord was admonishing Joshua. He was now to take over the affairs of leadership. He says, this book of the law shall not depart from out of your mouth. Out of where? Out of where? Listen, This is God mentoring Joshua to become an exceptional leader. And you would think he would be giving him some other formula. He said, listen, let me tell you, I taught Moses this. And now that Moses, my servant, is dead, you are now a leader. I want to show you how to program success, victory for you and for the people that you lead. Pay attention to your mouth. Your mouth is part of the weapons of your victory. It says, this book of the law shall not depart from out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do. Do you notice that meditation and speaking precedes doing? There is a doing, but that your mouth and your heart must play their role before obedience finds its value. Now, let me tell you this. In manifesting Bible faith, there are people who neglect speaking and only focus on obedience. As powerful as that sounds, you will still lose. The Bible says when it has to do with manifesting faith for your success, your mouth and your speaking should precede your doing. There will be a doing, an action of faith. But your speaking, that means your words should always go ahead of your actions. Always. Before you act, you speak. You get up in the morning, in the name of Jesus, this is the day that the Lord has made. I decree and declare that I rejoice in it and I am glad. My going out is blessed, my coming out is blessed. The works of my hands blessed. My mind is blessed. I have the mind of Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, I enjoy joy unspeakable, full of glory. The wisdom of God is at work in the office today. Maximum utility of my brain, maximum utility of the opportunities around me. I make these declarations in Jesus' name. Now you can start doing. Most people start doing, then when they fail, they say, no, this is not how my day will be. God, this is not what you told me. That's not how it works. Words. Words. Before God ever used his hand, he used his mouth. And God said, before he made, he molded man, but not before speaking. Is someone learning now? The righteousness that is of faith speaks. We declare the word of God. We believe and so we speak. The Bible says, we read that earlier. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 13, the Bible calls it the spirit or the operation of faith. And here's how it works, that when you believe, you begin to speak. When you believe, you speak. When you believe, you speak. In the beginning, the Bible says, God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1, 1 to 4. It says, now the earth was dark, void, formless, and the Spirit of God hovered around the face of the waters. Then verse 3, the Bible says, and God said, the literal Hebrew expression is, and the talking spirit said, light be, light be, light be, and there was light. Verse 4, and God saw. I like this. He said it and then he saw it. Or he said it to see it. He said it to see it. He said it to see it, and what he saw was good. He said it to see it. It's a risk to start your day and to run your life without sending words of faith. The word of God I wrote here, please listen. The word of God only becomes creative and potent when it is spoken from the lips of faith. The word of God only becomes creative. It lies dormant for as long as it is not spoken upon the lips of faith. The word of God only becomes creative and potent when it is spoken from the lips of faith. From the lips of faith. From the lips of faith. In Ezekiel chapter 37, we see a classic demonstration of the creative power of the spoken word in manifesting faith. Verse 1, Ezekiel 37, we'll find somewhere to pray shortly. The hand of the Lord was upon me. Someone say amen for yourself. Amen. Receive that word. Or every time we talk about the hand of the Lord, it is an expression of the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Are we together now? coming in power to quicken a man is called the hand of the Lord. So he says here, the hand of the Lord was upon me, and he carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of a valley which was full of bones. Verse 2, and he caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the valley, and lo, they were very dry. 3, and he said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? Can these bones live? You can replace the word bones with anything. Can this business live? Can this destiny thrive? Can this child thrive? He says, only thou knowest. Verse 4. He began to mentor and teach Ezekiel how to create, to frame, and to program possibilities. He said unto me, prophesy unto these bones. Unto these bones. And say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear ye the word of who? Even though it was Ezekiel who was speaking, it was not the word of Ezekiel. It was the word of the Lord. When you make faith declarations, the realm of the spirit does not acknowledge it as your word. It acknowledges as the word of the Lord. The reason why it comes to pass is not because of the one speaking alone. It's because of the one who originated that word. The one who defends the promises you are declaring. The word of the Lord. The word of the Lord. Next verse, please. Thus saith the Lord unto the bones, I will cause breath to enter into you and you shall live. Verse 6. And I will lay sinews upon you and bring up flesh upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you and ye shall live. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. Verse 7. And when I beheld, so I prophesied as I was commanded, and when I prophesied, there was a noise. Not before, not during, after. I prophesied as I was commanded, and there was a noise. And behold, a shaking, and bone came together, bone to his bone. Verse 8. And when I beheld, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Verse 9. And he said unto me, prophesy. You don't prophesy only once. Are we together now? If you spoke for the job to come, you will keep speaking for promotion to come while you walk. Now listen. Where we miss it in the kingdom is when we speak alone. Speaking the word, making faith-filled confessions without corresponding actions of obedience will still leave you disappointed. But in order of priority, your speaking precedes your doing. Please learn this. This is the formula God used to create the heavens and the earth. This is the formula that has been used by great and mighty people. Before Jesus died, he spoke of his death. He spoke of his resurrection. His words preceded his actual dying. Imagine that Jesus died and said, who now speaks? The reason why he came back to life was because he spoke it. The word was waiting. By the third day, he returned to life. I will never live my life just doing. I will speak every day, making faith declarations that I go from glory to glory. I am a well-watered garden in the name of Jesus Christ. I am Beulah and Hephzibah. The hand of the Lord is strong upon me. Is someone learning now? Say amen. You get up in the morning and you speak over your child. You get up in the morning and you speak over your house. In the name that is above all names, Lagos favors me. By the power that raised Christ from the dead, I may not have a physical father or mother, but I decree and declare helpers are positioned strategically for me. Position in the city, position in the mainland, in the island, because I am the beloved of the Lord. Everyone who looks at my face desires to favor me. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the blessed of the Lord say so. Let the anointed of the Lord say so. Say so. You see, part of the manifestation of the spirit of depression is to keep you in silence. Depressed people are usually silent people. You tell them, how is life? So, what am I supposed to do? What are you saying? Depression, but not me. He won't come near. I have a responsibility of working in partnership with the Spirit of God to program my possibilities. Monday, hear the word of the Lord. I've not gotten into you, but I send a word there to wait for me like an usher, to receive me with honor as I step into my week. Monday, you are blessed. Tuesday, you are blessed. Wednesday, you are blessed. Thursday, you are blessed. Let it be filled with favor. Let it be filled with opportunities. Opportunities to be a blessing to people and opportunities to be blessed myself. Do you believe this? Let me tell you this. If you are silent, it becomes a risk to your destiny. Because you see, if you are silent, you will be a victim of any other speaking around you. Are we together? There are times where, because your Bluetooth device is on, whether you want to connect to a device or not, because it didn't connect to any device, it will keep beeping you that there are other devices wanting to connect to your phone. That's how speakings are. If you are not programming your life, someone who says, we are all failures, that word comes around your vicinity, and because there is no word to counter it, words are like rain. It falls on whoever makes itself available. I will never allow the negative speaking of... Listen, I will always be the last man speaking over my life. And you may have heard me say it, I will never repeat after Satan. The word confess is from the word homologio. It means repeat as you have heard. It matters who you are repeating after. If God says, I am blessed, I say, I agree, I am blessed. If Satan says you are destroyed, he's on his own. The way words work is that the Spirit speaks and then the bride speaks too, for the word to manifest. If God says you are blessed and you do not say you are blessed, you will not, that blessing will not manifest. The Spirit told Ezekiel, speak to the bones. The bones had the voice of the Spirit, but they didn't come to life. But when a man upon the earth repeated after the Spirit, there was a shaking. So just because the word of God has said you are blessed does not mean it will manifest. God is waiting for you to agree with the word as you speak. Confess, homologio, repeat it, re-echo it as you have said. Listen, Gabriel came with a message from heaven, and heaven could not do anything about it until someone on earth agreed and said, be it unto me. Be it unto me. Regardless the prophetic power of that word, it did not come to pass until a human agreed. God has said many things concerning your 2025. My question is, have you repeated in faith? He told you this is the year he's giving you rest roundabout. You just said, wow, that's nice. But you've not repeated it. You will be surprised that 31st December will come and you say, God, you lied to me. He did not lie. The system is that when he says it, I say it too. He says, I am blessed, I say, I am blessed. He says, I am lifted, I say, I am lifted. Are we together now? He says, I will pursue, overtake, recover all. I repeat after him. In the name of Jesus Christ. Someone say, I am blessed. Say, I am lifted. In the name of Jesus Christ. The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Joshua Selman, you are blessed. In the name of Jesus, blessed in every city, blessed in Lagos, blessed in Abuja. In the name of Jesus, strangers and friends alike bless you, because you are the beloved of the Lord. The beloved of the Lord. The beloved of the Lord. Hallelujah. Listen, getting angry that customers are not coming. How can I have such a nice product and customers are not even coming? Even my church people are not coming. You would just be venting out frustration. That frustration itself is a programming in the spirit. You are programming an energy to maintain your pain. Are we together? You enter your car while you are driving. Don't allow the traffic annoy you. In the name of Jesus, I bless the Lord. I bless the Lord. Today is the day that he has made. The wisdom of God is at work in me. Precision over my decisions. Precision over my decisions. As a leader, the profit of the company depends on the advantage of your speaking. I'm going for a board meeting. I decree and declare that I have the mind of Christ. The power of God is at work in my life. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Listen, let me tell you this. If you believe what I'm teaching you and you engage it by faith, you will marvel and wonder at what happens to you. Hallelujah. Do you believe that? I have read my Bible, and everything I found here appropriated to me in Christ. I was foolish enough to believe it. You are not learning cunningly devised fables. Are we together now? He says, you shall stand before kings. Don't wait till you see them. Call them and create your space. Stand before kings. I won't stand before mean men. I will stand before kings in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. That kings will entreat your favor. They will entreat your favor. They will entreat your favor. The spirit of faith. They will entreat your favor. Now hear me. Please hear me. We live in a world where people speak based on their convictions. And you're going to hear people say things to you well-intentioned, but it will not be your faith. You don't have to insult and embarrass them. But whenever you find a space, make sure you are the last person speaking what continues your growth. For instance, someone says, look, we are all foolish people in this company. You may not say, director, you are talking nonsense. But in your heart, you have built a wall that everything that is not pro-scripture is like a spiritual immigration system. It cannot be allowed to find expression in my life. You can keep your opinion while I frame my possibilities. Are we together now? One day you will fail. Congratulations with your opinion. Be affected by it. But as far as I'm concerned, building my destiny depends on me in partnership with the Word and the Spirit. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I remember when God began to give us instruction for our global crusades as we hold. I've studied a lot about revivals and crusades. And I know the enormity, not just of the financial resources, the enormity of the preparation and the things that happen. There are rules to holding global programs. And if God does not help you, you will fail so woefully. You will be a lesson to the body of Christ. But when that came, my first port of call was to declare, in the name of Jesus, the two lead gates of every nation, because I am sent. He said, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. There has to be a triumphant entry for me, because I am not coming on my own. Number two, he said, when I sent you, lackest thou anything? We're preparing for Sound of Revival last year. I think it was in the US. And after we had done everything, we had even paid for it. I was told that someone anonymous called and said, you don't know me, he wants to remain anonymous, that he wants to pay for the entire, the venue for the conference. I said, who is the person? At least responsibility demands that I know the person. I thank and pray for the person. He says, you don't need to know me. Till today, I don't know the person. We said, we've paid for it already. He said, no, God placed it in my heart. Do you know why? Because Numbers chapter 1 verse 5 tells you that every time God sent you, there are men he puts to stand with you. You are struggling in that business because you have not known that God never sends people to do things alone. The Bible says it is not good for man to be alone. It's not just about marriage. He's saying anything you are doing, if you are alone, you will not be efficient. The question is, Lord, where are those you put in Lagos to help me? And why are they not yet here in my life? This is the power of faith. You call the things that be not. Call the things that be not. Yes, sir. Do you believe what you are hearing? Because we are about to pray. This is not just some church gibberish. Believe me. Hallelujah. I'm not alone. When he sent me, he put helpers around my life. from before God lifted me, I began to pray, I will not struggle in ministry. I will not compromise because of needs and lack. In the name of Jesus, the helpers that help to protect my integrity are around me. I speak them by faith. Listen, if you keep quiet, the devil will destroy your life, destroy your children, destroy everything. The Bible says in Acts chapter 12 that they bound Peter. They killed James. They beheaded James. And the church kept quiet. They did not speak. And the Bible says, when he saw that it pleased the people, he proceeded further. Every time Satan touches an aspect of your life and you are quiet, he proceeds further. He touched your health and you kept quiet. He said, that's how life is. He proceeds further. And the church said, no, not this time around. Peter cannot die. The Bible says, and when by that night, by the morrow, he was going to give Peter out to be killed. The Bible says, but prayer was made by the church unto God for him. And deliverance came. As for me, ladies and gentlemen, I made up my mind, knowing that the making of my destiny and the excelling of the same depends on me and God. I have vowed that I will never fail. Never fail, never fail, never fail. In the name of Jesus, never fail. There are things I believe. There are things that I believe based on the word of God. That the works of my hands are blessed. That my path is as a shining light. It shines ever brighter. I will never have a better yesterday. Not in ministry, not in my life. I will never have to look back to yesterday simply because my tomorrow or my today is so dark. I will look at yesterday with joy, but it will be child's play compared to what God is doing now. Who believes that? That means your February should be better than January. March better than February. April better than March. You believe that? Shout amen. Find somebody that has faith, and in the next 1 minute, I'd like you to begin to pray aggressively in the spirit as I lead you to make some declarations. We have in the same spirit of faith. Go ahead and declare. Of the Holy Spirit, pray in the Spirit for 1 minute. Shanakatabakata parakotas, shake off unbelief, shake off doubt and fear, the fear of death, the fear of failure, the fear of rejection, the fear of opinions. Shake it off. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. We are still praying. I remember when the Lord gave an instruction to move our ministry to Abuja. We're trying to look for a venue, and based on the visions that I saw, I couldn't find any venue that would accommodate the people that maybe was not built by us. Went around town, and then they found where we currently use now, and put a team together and sent some people to talk to the owner. As soon as they got there, I said, don't come near me. Church? No way. I won't give church my facility. They will vandalize it, they will spoil it, and then I generally don't even like the idea. I'm in business for profit. And then I was in Enugu, I think, when they got report that the man said no. But I prayed in my spirit and God told me there. I said, well, Lord, I leave it up to you. And I began to speak. in the name of Jesus. He said, when I sent you, lackest thou anything? When it was time for a triumphant entry, there was a colt that was tied. The Bible says that no man, not even the owner, that means there are people holding things, they do not know they are caretakers. God prohibits them from benefiting from it. They've been holding it, waiting for you to approach. Now listen, this is not covetous prayer. I'm not talking of just claiming people's things, but it is true. There are many blessed people, a portion of the resources they have is on assignment. They know it. It's only that they do not know who to send it to yet, because they are still listening for the voice of God. You can program your possibilities. And the man went to sleep. He was saying this himself. And the Lord spoke to him and said, do not fight what I am doing. And I went to greet him. Just to greet him. And the day I went to the hotel, you know, whose facility we're using, I greeted the man and we exchanged pleasantries. And there and then, he called the managers, we signed the contract, and everything was done. By the Spirit of God. By the Spirit of God. Listen, by the mercies of God, I can tell you, what you are hearing are not cunningly devised fables. They have been proven in this nation and they've been proven around the world. The word of faith works. When you believe God, when you know how to engage the truth, He will take you from anywhere to anywhere. Are you ready to pray? You are going to agree with someone. And for the next 1 minute, I want you to begin to make faith declarations. Everything you know the word of God has declared over your life, begin to appropriate it by faith. Declaring by faith. Speak over your job. Speak over your health. Speak over your life. Speak over your business. Speak over the covenant nation, Lekki. Speak over your children. Speak over the works of your hands. Someone go ahead and speak. Oh, I will not die from cancer. Cancer will not kill me. In the name of Jesus. It is a pattern in my family, but I've been called out of every tribe and every tongue and every nation. I decree and declare by the power of the word, I superimpose everything that is not of God. Declare over your life, it's a prosperous year for me. I believe it in the name of Jesus, that when men say there is a casting down, my declaration and my testimony is that there is a lifting up, there is promotion, there is advancement. I proclaim my reality. Someone pray. Pray and not be silent. Pray and don't be silent. Pray and don't be silent. Shaprateka parakatos, la granta kaparakatos kotopash. Shamalakata praskatapos. In Jesus' name I pray. In Jesus' name I pray. Let me give you 3 prayer points and then we are done. Are you ready to pray? You are going to pray. Father, the men and the women you have positioned to stand by me, to support the cause that you have given me, by faith, speaking to the north, the south, and the east, and the west, I gravitate them towards my destiny. Open your mouth and pray. All the helpers, all the helpers, financial helpers, prayer helpers, intellectual helpers. Someone is praying by faith. The support systems that guarantee my efficiency, guarantee my advancement, I call them by faith. I am not without help. I call them by faith. Help us in ministry. Help us in business. Help us for your children. In Jesus' name we pray. Prayer point number 2. The Bible says through wisdom is a house built, and by understanding it is established, that through knowledge the rooms are filled with every precious and pleasurable thing. You are going to declare over yourself that the wisdom of God is marvelously at work in your life. Are we together? Now look at me. Wisdom is the ability to contextualize the speakings of God so that it becomes profitable over your condition. Knowing what God has said is wonderful, but knowing how to make it applicable to your life is wisdom. Are we together? Creating a context over the speakings of God such that it profits your unique scenario is wisdom. And you know the excellency of a man's wisdom by the quality of decisions that proceed from him. Decisions decide destiny. And when your advancement is slow or poor or stunted, it is traceable to your decisions, traceable to your convictions, traceable to the presence or the absence of wisdom in your life. You're going to pray, let the wisdom of God rest upon me. Superior decisions. One decision that will quantum leap my life, quantum leap my business. Someone cry to the God of heaven. Tired of making destiny sabotaging decisions. Oh, I receive wisdom. I receive wisdom. Someone pray. We're wrapping up. Pray. Let it be from the depth of your heart. Shaleka parakatos katiba lakos embrata kataparakata paratoskiete shabras kamash alika pas sopranta kataraka parasia. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Final prayer point, and then I'm done. Exodus chapter 3 and verse 21. You are going to pray for favor. These are the forces that command progress in life. And I will give these people favor in the sight of every Lagosian. Doesn't matter from where. And it shall come to pass that as you go on Monday, as you go on Tuesday, as you go, whether to the mainland or the island, he said, ye shall not go empty. Hallelujah. Ye shall not go empty. Let me tell you this. Honestly speaking, you believe me on this. Favor is an accelerator of destiny. I don't know how people live without the favor of God. Are we together now? The favor of God is men rising to support your cause. The favor of God is people investing their integrity, investing their resources, investing their time to see to it that your life bears prophecy in experience. I would have failed 1,000 times in ministry and in life without the favor of God. I am a beneficiary of the favor of God. I know what the favor of God can do. For someone who came to church, you've never truly experienced the favor of God. Why don't you join me, make this declaration just once? Give God a chance to show you how favor adds to the quality of a believer's life. Are you ready to pray that prayer? Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive favor. I receive favor. Go ahead and pray. I receive favor as a system of advantage from you to enhance my destiny, to accelerate my destiny. I receive favor. Consistent favor. Mighty name we pray. Let me speak over your life, and I want you to receive it. Words are powerful. There is an anointing that comes with words. They are not mere speakings to the air. When I speak over you, it is a programming. Your amen is saying, I agree with that programming. I agree. Let it be so. Amen means let it be established as it was spoken. Let it be established. Not just let it be so. Let it be established as it was spoken. That's what it means. When you say amen, when you say amen, you are saying in agreement to that which was spoken, let it be established in my life. I decree and declare, standing in partnership with the grace of the angel over this house, I speak over you, Covenant Nation Lekki, in the mighty name of Jesus, let every day of this year be better than the previous.
I say it again, let every day be better than the previous. Let every day be better than the previous. In the name of Jesus. Number two, I want to decree and declare, whatever you lost in 2024, it doesn't matter whether it's money, relationships, I release my faith with you. Between now and the first quarter of this year, prophetically I speak over you, recover all. Recover all. Recover all. Recover all. Recover all. Recover all. In the name of Jesus. I decree and declare the strategic connections that must appear in your life. Strategic connections, pro-destiny connections, profitable connections, wherever they are, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, by prophecy, I gravitate them to your life. I pray for you. May your eyes be open to scripture this year. You will see things you never saw. You will lay hold on eternal life. In the name of Jesus, can I pray over your prayer life? Everything that has affected your prayer life, the grace to pray, the zeal to pray, the passion to pray, I decree and declare, may that prayer candle be lit with fire, 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 in the name of Jesus. Hear me. Every negative programming over your life, whether it came as a result of your carelessness or demonic activities, by the word of God, we cancel it now. Over your children, canceled. Over your job, canceled. Over your life, canceled. Over your health, canceled. Over the covenant nation, canceled. In the name of Jesus. Everyone programming trouble for you. The Bible says, the Lord will keep me from every evil attack and will lead me safely to his heavenly kingdom. I pray for you. Every arrow that flies by day, the noisome pestilences, the destruction that wastes in noonday, including the scourging tongues of men, may it never come near your dwelling. Hallelujah. Every programming that you will cry this year, that is already been scheduled in your months, that you will encounter a certain day like Job, where you have to cry from morning till night because of tragedies. In the name of Jesus, we overturn. We overturn. We overturn. We overturn. No tears of pain. No tears of death. No tears of sorrow. It will be tears of joy. In the name of Jesus. I believe that everyone here has plans and has goals. Let me speak over it. Every plan that is consistent with the will of God, as you have written, I decree and declare, by my God, the one who has helped me, the one who has helped your pastor, I pray for you. You will watch those plans come to pass. You will watch those goals come to pass. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Someone shout, I believe. So I declare. Say it again, I believe, and so I declare. Say, I have spoken, my hands will handle. Say it again, I have spoken, and my hands will handle. In Jesus' name we pray. Wave your hands and give Jesus praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. Please lend me 1 minute. Let me give someone an opportunity to make it right with Jesus. I will never take for granted every gathering like this. I know that in every gathering like this, there has to be at least one sincere person who is saying, Apostle, if you will give me an opportunity, I'm not ashamed to make it right with Jesus. Perhaps you're connected online or you are in this place around the vicinity. And on hearing me speak, for you, it was not just seeing the word manifest in terms of your relationship with Jesus. It's been your greatest desire. The Holy Spirit has been convicting you. Or perhaps you are saying, Apostle, I want to rededicate my life to Jesus. I'm just looking for one person. Wherever you are, without any sense of shame, without any sense of condemnation, I want you to give me the honor and the opportunity of helping you find Jesus before we leave. I'll count 1 to 5. If there's any such persons, please don't wait for anyone to be the first. I'd like you to summon the courage and come and stand before Jesus here. 1. Is there anyone coming? God bless you. If there's anyone coming, God bless you. I see a number of people coming. Let's celebrate them as they come. Covenant Nation, are you celebrating salvation? 2. Come. 3. God bless you. God bless you, my sister. God bless you, my brother. You always win when you come to Jesus. You always win when you come to Jesus. 4. For someone, this is a new day for you. The beginning of a new chapter. The beginning of a new chapter. The old is fading away and the new has come. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. My brothers and my sisters, I want to thank you. Thank you for giving me the honor of leading you to this Jesus, the one who's changed my life, the one who's changed our lives. I want to request that as I lead you in prayer, please lift your right hand, let it be high above your head as a sign of surrender, and say this after me convincingly, knowing that Jesus is in this place. Say, Lord Jesus, I have heard your word. I believe that you died for me. I believe that you rose again for my justification. Right now, I receive Jesus into my heart as my Savior, as my Lord and King. I declare that the power of sin, Satan, hell, and the grave is broken over my life. From today and forever, I'm a child of God, washed by the blood of the Lamb. In Jesus' name. Keep your hands lifted. Father, thank you for these ones. The Bible declares that as many who come to you, you will in no wise cast away. These ones have come. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that they are bona fide recipients of the life of God. That from today, they walk in righteousness and they go from glory to glory. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, please do me a favor. There are officials waiting to have a word with you. Just pray a quick prayer with you and then you return to your seat. Can I please request that you move to my right? That will be your left. And okay, there's an official. I see him waving. Please just follow him and a few of our people will have a word with you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Let's celebrate Jesus. God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to thank you for giving me this opportunity to be a blessing to you this morning, Pastor. Thank you so much. And I believe with all my heart that by the end of this year, you will be rejoicing. You will see the fruits of faith at work in your life. May God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.